In the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah tells us a mitzvah to be holy. Kedoshim to you, should be holy. What does that mean? So the Medrash says, the Torah's Kohanim tells us, it means you should separate yourself. Kedoshim to you, separate yourself. Separate yourself from what? Rashi explains, separate yourself from sinning. Don't sin. But the Ramban says it means something very different. He points out that Parshas Kedoshim is coming, is following the Parshas of Shmini, Tazria Mitzora, Acharei Mos, where those Parshas discuss prohibitions about physical interactions. For example, Parshas Shmini, what are you allowed to eat? What are you not allowed to eat? Tazria Mitzora, the idea of not speaking, what you're allowed to speak, what you're not allowed to speak, Lashon Hara. Parshas Acharei Mos, the physical relations that a person is not allowed to have, allowed to have. Coming from off the heels of those parshios, one would have thought that anything that is permitted, that we didn't learn about in Parshas Shmini, Tazria Mitzora, and Acharei Mos, we could indulge in an excessive way, as much as we want. So to that, the Medrash was telling us, separate yourself. Separate yourself from even that which is permitted that you shouldn't indulge. But the question is as follows. And this question is asked by Shimon Shkup in his introduction to Shari Yosher. He says that a different Medrash says, on the words Kedoshim to you, it says, you would have thought you should be holy like Hashem. You should be Kadosh like Hashem. So it's to be Kedoshim to you. How holy? Be holy like Hashem. Kamash Malan, the Torah tells us, Ki Kadosh Ani, no, only I, Hashem, is on that level of holiness. You don't have to be as holy as I. So Shimon says, that is incomprehensible. If the idea of Kedoshim to you means I should separate myself from indulging in that which is mutter, you know, instead of having three cars, only have two cars, right? Then how can we say that we would have thought you should be like Hashem? Hashem refrains from things. You know, there's a nice, juicy steak oozing with its natural juices. We should refrain from that because Hashem refrains from that? Or 5 scoops of ice cream instead of 4 scoops, we should hold back from because Hashem, what does that mean? Hashem refrains, He doesn't indulge, so you also shouldn't indulge. How could there have been a havamina? How could there have been a fleeting thought that Kedoshim Tiyu means we should separate ourselves from things like Hashem does? So that can't be what it means, Kedoshim Tiyu. And to answer this question, Rav Shimon tells us that the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, according to the Ramban, is something much different than what meets the eyes. He says it actually encompasses the entire foundation of the creation of the world. The whole purpose of the creation of the world was for Hashem to bestow His goodness and His kindness upon ourselves. And the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is that we should be holy like Hashem. Our entire being, our whole essence, should always be to benefit the others, benefit the klal, give to people, bestow our goodness on other people. The halachta b'dracha, we should walk in the ways of Hashem, just like Hashem's entire essence is to bestow good to the Jewish people, bestow good to the world, so too, that is what we are supposed to do. What does that have to do with the Ramban? So he explains that if a person goes to sleep because sleeping is good, I don't need it, I'm not really that tired, but it's good. So why are you doing it? It's purposeless. You're not doing it for the benefit of other people. You're doing it because I want to do it. Or I eat this steak because it's good. I want it. Is it going to make me stronger? Is it going to allow me to think better while I'm learning? Will it allow me to affect other people in a happier way? Nah, I don't need that much for that. It's good. That's why I'm doing. Okay, you're indulging in things for yourself. You're being selfish. That is a problem of Kedoshim to you, because you're not acting with your entire thought, mindset, actions for the other people, like Hashem does. But if I eat that steak because I have some craving for it, and I know if I have it, I enjoy it, I'll be a happier person, I'll be better to other people, I'll be able to give to other people, I'll be able to do mitzvos in a better way, it's going to help me affect the klal, affect the rest of the people, no problem. Great. If I go to sleep because sleeping is going to help me be stronger in order to think better, to give better, but my whole intention in everything that I do is for other people, that is Kedoshim to you. The second we indulge in excessiveness, the reason it's a problem is because I'm not being like Hashem. I'm not doing it for other people. I'm not doing it to build myself to enhance the rest of the world. And that's why it's a problem of Kedoshim to you. Says the Medrash, you would have thought you should be exactly like Hashem. Hashem's entire being is all for others. So you should have thought that everything, an all-encompassing part of my existence should be only for others. No. Ki kadosh ani. We are limited. It's true that we should sleep, and we shouldn't sleep too much if it's purposeless. We shouldn't eat too much if it's purposeless, etc., etc. But there's some areas that we have to be selfish. That we have to think about ourselves. And he brings a few proofs to this idea. For example, one is that when it comes to saving yourself or saving someone else, chayecha kodmin, your life comes before the other person. So you see, you have to be selfish on some level. A second proof he brings is the fact that we have to work for mitzvos, for schar, for reward. Why do we have to? Why didn't if Hashem just want to bestow good on us? Why didn't just give us a freebie? Here's a present. Why did he make us work for it? And the Ramchal explains, because if we wouldn't work for it, it wouldn't feel as good. Because things that we earn, we feel better about. But because we're so selfish, we're so into ourselves, when someone gives you something and you feel like you're dependent on someone else, it doesn't feel that good. So in order for Hashem to maximize the good that He gives us, He gave it in a way that we earned it, that we worked for it. And therefore we feel like we earned it. So if Shimon says, well, I have a better idea, Hashem, make us not feel that way. Create us in a way that we don't care about ourselves, and that we're not ashamed to take presents, and then it'll be easier. You just have to give us the present. Instead, Hashem created us in a way that we're into ourselves, we feel like we need to accomplish, and therefore Hashem had to make us work for things in order to give us the good. Just don't make us feel that way to begin with. And He can give us that as a freebie. So you see that there's a value in us feeling that ourselves are important. There is an importantness, there's something important to self. That's a contradiction. I started off saying that our whole essence, everything that we're supposed to do is for other people. Don't think about yourself. You want to, you enjoy sleeping? Nah, don't. That's too much. Kedoshim to you, don't be like that. You should only do, all your actions should be for others. Only think about yourself. But yet, Hashem created us and He wanted us to be, on some level, selfish. To have feelings about ourselves. How do you reconcile those two ideas? Explains with Shimon, the very, very deep and important Yisod. He says, it depends on how you define yourself. What is myself? He says, some people say that myself is my physical body. That's the basic level. Who am I? This is who I am. A higher level is someone who sees himself as his spiritual side and also his physical. He's bigger than just his flesh and bones. A higher level than that is someone who sees his family as his self. The famous story of Ari Levin. He went to the doctor, the foot doctor, with his wife, because his wife's foot was hurting. And the doctor said, what's the problem? And if Ari Levin answered, our foot hurts. You have a connection with your wife, with your children, your parents, with your siblings, your family is yourself. I'll do anything for my brother. We are one. It's the same thing as me. And then Rav Shimon said there's another level on top of that. When the entire Jewish people is yourself. Who am I? I'm him. We're all one. Like he speaks out that each person is like a different limb of a bigger body. We are all one. When you say, who am I? It's not Rossman. It's not my physical self. It's not just my spiritual self. It's not just my family. It's the entire Jewish people. We are all one. Hashem gave us the feeling that we should be a little bit selfish, that we should care about ourselves, because that motivates us, that gives us a certain energy in order to help the Jewish people. That whole idea that our mabat, our whole outlook, that everything we do, when we eat, when we sleep, when we learn, everything is to bestow goodness on others. In order to be able to do that in such an extreme way, we have to be selfish. We have to really, really want these things for ourselves. But ourselves is not what we look like. Ourselves is entire Jewish people. This is something that, especially during Sfiras HaOmer, when we know that the children, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they died because Lo Nagu Kavod Zebezeh, they didn't give honor to one another. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. But the Medrash in the Vayikra Rabbah says something different. It says that Bnei Yisrael, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, had Tzaras Ayin for one another. They were stingy with one another. Was it that didn't give honor, or they were stingy? So the answer is that it was both. The honor was just an outward expression of the stinginess that they felt for each other. It was so hard for them to feel good about another person. He had a good question. He had a good answer. He did something that was positive. Ooh! Killed him. Because of the selfishness that existed. The outward expression of that was they wouldn't stand up when the other person walked into the base medrash, or whatever it was. But it was the inner feelings of distaste for the other on their level that was really the problem. But if we are able to inculcate this message of Rav Shimon, that the entire Jewish people, we're one. Who would ever say, oh, I'm upset that my finger really did well. The finger, you know, pointed well or threw a fastball, my left hand is really jealous of the right hand. It's ridiculous. Right? We're all one. We're all needed. Every person's action is benefiting everyone else. The bracha to all of us is that we should be zochet to recognize this idea that we are all one, and we should be able to implement it in a way that all of our actions, whether it's sleeping, eating, drinking, walking, talking, everything, should always be able to be on that high level that is all to benefit the entire Jewish people.